tomorrow afternoon.
Pioneering artist Laurie Anderson traces the roots of possibly one of the most daring and popular of all contemporary art forms.
A retrospective of the work of Marina Abramović was presented in 2010 at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. In one part of the show, called The Artist is Present, she sat motionless for 3 months, while visitors could take a seat in front of her.
Living and Present. Laurie Anderson on Performance Art is the Sunday feature. Sunday night at 7:45 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3 at 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Marianne Kennedy will be here with this week's World on 3. And in this week's programme, a studio session by the bagpiper James Duncan McKenzie, who has recently released his debut solo album. And the usual selection of new tracks from across the globe. That's World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy at 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Here on BBC Radio 3 this Thursday evening, it's 7:45, and time to join Nick Luscombe for Thursday's Late Junction.
Thanks very much, John. Yeah, tonight, bagpipes, fairground organs, Sudanese gamelan, all coming up. And we start with music from Austin Wintory from the soundtrack to Journey. Thank you. or music from an ingenious and quite beautiful award-winning video game called Journey, which dynamically responds to the player's actions as you progress through the story. That was Threshold by American composer Austin Wintory, performed by the Macedonia Radio Symphonic Orchestra. And the soundtrack was awarded the first ever Grammy for a video game. Well, it's another slightly shorter show tonight because of the proms, of course. And if you were there tonight, let us know how it was via Twitter at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or send an email, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Keeping it moving, the sound of London's Greg Folk group now with the new Vacula remix of Clear Skies Select Stick. Thank you. Well, thanks for your tweets so far tonight. Just one that is great from Mark, who said, the only problem with Lake Junction is that I end up spending a fortune on CDs. Well, there's another one for you, Mark. It's taken from the roots of Chicha, psychedelic cumbias from Peru, and a Chicha version of Beethoven's Fur Elisa, or Para Elisa, by Los Destelos. And as I discovered today, I was doing a little research on that track, also used in the Pedro Almodovar soundtrack to the latest film, I'm So Excited. Of course, Max Reinhardt and Fiona Talkington, after your tweets about suggestions for the shows coming up next week and the week after, with Max looking for Bollywood soundtrack ideas and film noir as well. So get in touch, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk, also tweet at BBC Radio 3. And before that, the sound of the Sudanese gamelan ensemble Nano S with Tibalat. And these last 2 weeks have been featuring organ music of all kinds, really, from church organs to the Hammond B3. And now it's turn of the quite scary Fairground organ, I think, with music from French composer Charles-François Gounod and Val de Fost. That's new from Scots bagpiper James Duncan McKenzie with Lament from the Eolair from his debut solo album Alba. And as you may have heard earlier, he will be the guest of Mary Ann Kennedy's World on 3 tomorrow night at 11 p.m. here on BBC Radio 3. Seems the video game music theme during my last 2 weeks, my 2 weeks here on Late Junction has caused a bit of an interest, judging by all the tweets and emails. Just got one in from John in Bristol, who's suggesting mini-bosses who are known for their video game music covers, instrumental rock versions of classic Nintendo video games such as Mega Man, Metroid and Castlevania, which, I won't be able to fit them in tonight's show for sure, but definitely try and do that next time. Also great organ suggestion as well for Moondog from the album A New Sound of an Old Instrument, the track Mirage from 1979. Great suggestions, that. So can't wait to be back so I can sort of dig those out. I've got another video game piece of music for you now from the game called Grobdar, which I don't really know, from Namco in 1984. Apparently it's a multi-directional shooter arcade game. And just before that, a little fanfare, the sound that began many an arcade car race for Pole Position 2.
Get ready.
That's Mark Van Hoen's Locust, who used to release on the RNS label back in the 90s. The latest album's on Mego and came about after several rehearsals with collaborator Louis Sherman from You'll Be Safe. That was the sort of dark trip-hop sounding subby. And a really interesting festival that's been happening in Poland for a number of years called Unsound is holding its first London festival, taking place between the 26th and 29th of September at several venues across the city. And the weekend features a really interesting lineup with a number of British and Polish artists, including a collaboration with Demdike Stare and Michael England, together with the Sinfonietta Krakowia, also Forest Swords, and the artist you're about to hear next with a track called Goesia. This is Lust Maud. recent little rediscovery. Really good energy on that track, 4858, from an album released back in 2000 called Makaya by the trio Azopa, bassist Achim Tang, violinist Zoltan Lantos and drummer Patrice Herald. And before that, Brian Williams, the British industrial musician who records under the name Lusmord, performing, as I said earlier, at the Unsound Festival later this month. And many thanks for listening to Late Junction. We mean it, Luscombe. Max will be taking over next week, and I'll be back later in the year. Meanwhile, I'll leave you with new music from Takeshi Nishimoto's Lavendula album, appropriate for this time of year, late summer, early autumn.
This is BBC Radio 3. A very warm welcome to Through the Night with me, Katriana Young. I'm starting in South Korea tonight at a concert given last summer as part of the wonderfully named Great Mountains Festival in Pyeongchang. It's a well-known tourist area. The name gives a bit of a clue. The scenery is spectacular and the festival attracts top-class performers from all over the world. They began last year with Boccherini, hugely prolific in terms of chamber music, a lot of which he modelled on Haydn, and for a while after he died he was rather unfairly known as Haydn's wife. But he also pioneered the string quintet with two cellos. He wrote over 100 of those. This is number 85.
Thank you. Thank you.
Quintet in C No. 85, one of many in which Boccherini, who was a virtuoso cellist, included two quite prominent cello parts. They were played by Edward Aron and Minji Kim, with violinists Clara Yomi Gang and Hyun Soo Shin and viola player Toby Appel. It was part of a concert given in South Korea last August at the Great Mountains Festival in Pyeongchang, where Chopin was next on the programme, played by Peter Frankel. He chose two waltzes, they formed the middle of the group, on either side a mazurka.